In today's episode, I will share a total of 10 web parts I like to see on SharePoint Internet.
You're listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond, bringing you proven, practical tips every week on how to correctly set up and adapt to SharePoint and Microsoft 365. If you have questions, Greg has the answers. And now, here's your host, Greg Zelfond.
Hello again, this is Greg from SharePoint Maven, and welcome to episode 178 of the SharePoint Maven podcast. So I decided to record this episode because I'm often approached by my clients and followers, and you know, they always are interested to know what are my favorite web parts, which web parts should we use on our internet portal. So I thought of kind of recording an episode and just sharing some of those 10 most popular web parts that I see my clients use, that I prefer to see on internet portals. They're not in any particular order, just kind of a random list of 10 most frequent widgets, most frequent web parts that typically will make your internet a little bit more exciting and visually attractive. So the first web part I really like is the Hero web part, right? It's I don't know if you noticed, but I think most communication site templates already have one built in. But essentially, this is this five tile web part where you can add some nice images and links and link to very important stuff, and it kind of takes the whole width of the screen. I usually find those kind of nice for, the main internet homepages, right? It does take a lot of real estate, so maybe not a great use of real estate for some of the other department sites, but definitely on the home site, it's a nice widget to add. And by the way, so by default, adds like five tiles, and you can change the order and everything, but you can also change the number of tiles, right? Maybe you want one tile or two tiles or three, you can change that, all right? The second web part I really like is the news web part, all right? This is one of the most popular and most configurable in terms of layouts and everything web parts, but if you have news in your organization, you really need to have this web part, all right? And the web part just allows you to capture news and announcements within your organization. So you can publish your own announcements. You can actually point to other URLs, other blog posts, and newspapers and all that. And you also have multiple layouts, all right, available. So definitely different ways to configure it. And if you have a hub site, for example, you can also roll up a news from other sites. From other sites within the hub. So definitely a nice web part to keep your internet, nice and fresh, right? The third web part that I always like to see on internet portals is the events web part, all right? Essentially, this is your company calendar, all right? Every organization has some dates they want to show off, right, to track. Maybe some project dates, maybe some company holidays, company events. So this is just a great web part to add to your intranet and essentially display, like I said, some key events and company holidays, all right? The web part number four that I always get to see on all intranets is the quick links web part, all right? I'm sure you have links to, you want other employees to know about, right? Links to different applications and software and different resources and handbooks and whatever, any type of URLs, any type of links. Quick links web part to the rescue, all right? Essentially, it's a web part that allows you to add links. And again, just like news and events widgets, you have a few layout options, so feel free to consider this web part for your internet homepage. The other web part that I like to see, web part number five, is the countdown timer web part, all right? You might or might not need it, but I think it's a great way to spice up your internet homepage. It's usually great if you want to capture some sort of deadline, right? Maybe there is a deadline to the party, right? A countdown to the company party, or a deadline for everyone to register for some medical benefits, all right? Some enrollment deadline, so you can add it to your intranet, and you can again configure it with different backgrounds and different styles, and It's just a nice way to kind of once again keep your internet nice and fresh. Widget number six, all right, is the weather widget. All right, we need to know the weather all the time. And this is great if you are, especially if you're part of maybe multinational organization, right? Maybe you want to show the weather in different regions, where you have your offices. So you can add weather widget and essentially displays the information from MSN Weather, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So it's just a nice way to add, the weather. And you can also change it depending on the right on where you are based, right? Display the weather in both Celsius and Fahrenheit. So feel free to check it out. All right. Kind of related to this, again, another widget number seven that's available, and definitely makes sense if you have offices all over the country or in different regions of the world, is the World Clock web board. All right. This will display the time of the day in different regions. So if you are in Boston or, if you are in Tel Aviv or San Francisco, you can always, kind of display the local time. So that will always be displayed on that particular on your particular internet homepage. All right. The other widget number eight. That is quite useful is the stream widget, all right, the stream widget. And it used to be files and media web part that I used to promote, but now we have a dedicated widget for stream videos. And videos, in my opinion, are just a nice way to spice up your homepage, right? This way you essentially have a video built in right into the page and people can even play the video through the player, right within the page. Now we have all of this functionality. So with new stream, all the videos are now stored in SharePoint. So when you add that stream web part, you essentially point to a specific video, all right? Or a set of videos, and essentially they will be displayed embedded right on the SharePoint page. And the beauty about it is that it's not like people need to leave the page and go to some other player or whatever, or some other URL. The videos will be played from within the SharePoint page, right? And there are two more web parts I wanted to share with you. Widget number nine, Viva Engage web part, or Yammer web part, as we used to call it before. Now, this only makes sense if you are obviously using Viva Engage, right? If you use Yammer, communities for your conversations, right? If you're a small business, small organization, most likely you don't use it. But if you're part of a large organization and you embrace Viva, Engage communities and have different communities, for those different conversations, you can actually embed those conversations in a SharePoint Viva via the Viva Engage web part. And what's really cool about this particular web part is that, first of all, not only can you see the conversation, you can also participate in the conversation from within SharePoint page. You can actually provide comments and like and, do whatever you do in a typical, conversation in Yammer in Viva Engage, right? So definitely a widget to consider if your organization is using Viva Engage, right? And the final web part number 10 I would like to recommend, Image Gallery web part, all right? Just like with videos, another cool way to spice up your internet is to use lots of images. And I like to use Image Gallery web part. And by the way, you can embed an individual image. There is a web part for that, but there is also an Image Gallery web part. And let me tell you why I like it. Because you can display multiple images at once, all right? Not only that, you can also upload your images into a specific document library, and then you can have point that Image Gallery web part to that particular library. So it will pretty much extract the images from that library and display them on your page. And you can even display them in a grid format. You can display them in a carousel type of format. And essentially, it's just another way to kind of spice up your SharePoint page with not just videos, but also some images as well. So this was a summary of 10 most popular, in my opinion, web parts. Of course, every internet is different. Organization needs are different. So you might want to utilize another mix of different widgets, and that's totally fine. But this is the list I prefer and like to add to my clients' internet portals. I will also in the show notes include a URL to the article that also provides the same summary. And I also actually, from that article, I provide links to other articles on how, with more information about that particular widget and on how to set it up and configure. So definitely check it out. But for now, thank you very much for listening. Hopefully you found this episode informative. As always, happy to see you on my blog, sharepointmaven.com. And talk to you next week. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to the Apple Podcasts app, leave a review, and subscribe to get updates and the latest episodes. Thank you for listening.